Ah, yes. I just so happen to be quite familiar with this particular orc's body of work. Perhaps I can shed some light on the matter. For you see, the esteemed biblical scholar and theologian, most widely known and highly respected in the field of exegesis, Randonius Percival Nuring, is suggesting that Lifelet should actually be considered as a timeless and nuanced biblical commentary, comprised of numerous multifaceted layers of allegory. He believes that it is, arguably, even worthy of the literary praise, study, and scrutiny commensurate with the level of the other timeless classics of Christendom, such as Dante's Inferno or Milton's epic Paradise Lost, or perhaps even the greatest of them all, Anno's Evangelion. These works, although not scripture in their own right, have undoubtedly changed the course of our own culture for centuries to come and understanding of scripture. I suppose I should provide some more context about this particular work for the less learned among us. You see, the title of the work, Life Alert, most ingeniously functions threefold simultaneously in describing its subject matter. It is, firstly, a reference to the dawn of man, or rather, the genesis, if you will, of sapient life on the sixth day of creation in the form of man created in God's image. It further alludes to the nature of their oncoming, imminent, and irrevocable original sin of defiance to God in the eating of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thus life becoming alert, as in aware. And yet further still, it references their final realization and despair that they are, in fact, naked, mortal, and ultimately damned. Thus, finally, life becomes alert, as in afraid, an emotion which had never been experienced by any man before. This series of events is commonly referred to as the fall of man. Lifelet delves into that pitiable and desperate state of mind that would remain with us, and examines, within the framework of spirituality, the underlying psychology therein, which lays the groundwork for mankind's endlessly tragic and futile history. Indeed, such a history was the inevitability set into motion by the fall of man and their subsequent damnation, rendering their nature eternally corrupted, dissatisfied, and hungry. And no matter what pleasures they sought, what conquests they made, or what heights of civilization and technology they would rise to, under their own power, they would never truly be able to rise above that burst of fall, or finally rise into the gates of heaven. That is to say, they've fallen, and they